Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin of Maseches Erevin. We're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So officially, we're up to where it says Adraba. Go back a minute to get our bearings. What's going on here? So what's going on is as follows. In the Mishnah, it said that a person can basically, the Mishnah basically held a Brera, where you could put an Erev in two places, in two opposite ends of the town, and say as follows. If the Chacham comes to the east, I'll go to the east. If he comes to the west, I'll go to the west. If not, I'll stay home. And Rabbi Yehuda just said that if one of them is if one of them is your Rebbe, you're not going to stay home. You're going to go see your Rebbe. Not really arguing on he holds from Brera also, right? So the Gemara said, maybe we'll pick up where it says, Amar Rav, lesa masnisa midatani ayo. Ayo can't hold from our Mishnah. Why? Because Ayo said that Rabbi Yehuda held, there's no such thing as Brera. That's how we ended off yesterday, right? Rabbi Yehuda said, there's no such thing as Brera. From our Mishnah, you clearly see there is such a thing as Brera. So Ayo can't have anything to do really with our Mishnah. Right? Now, so we said, Amar Rav, lesa masnisa mitatani Ayo. Right? And we said maybe our Mishnah can't be like Ayo, because Ayo brought a case where the Tani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Damas Nal Shei Dvar Gachad, you can't make two conditions like this back and forth. Right? So the Gemara answered, no, it's not necessarily a Raya. Why is it not a Raya? Because the Chacham came already. Just, what's the only issue? You don't know that. That's not an issue of Brera. Okay? So we'll pick up now on the third to last line. Adaraba. Lesa l'da'ayo mimasnitzen? Isn't it clear that Ayo can't hold like our Mishnah? In other words, Ayo said, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. Why? He brought another Brisa from left field. So we explained that Brisa. That Brisa doesn't have anything to do with Brera. That Brisa has nothing to do with Brera because he's already there, the Chacham. Just, you don't know. Thank you. Just, you don't know. Right? But doesn't our Mishnah hold from Brera? You don't need another Brisa to show that Ayo can't hold like our Mishnah. The Mishnah shows he can't hold like our Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda holds from Brera. Ayo said he doesn't. Ayo brought a Brisa to support himself. So we knocked down that Brisa. We still have a Mishnah that says it. Our Mishnah says that. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda holds from Brera. Ayo said he doesn't. Lo sokadaita. Don't think that. The hash ma'in le Rabbi Yehuda, the less le Brera. Because we have another Brisa where Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. Okay? Which is why Ayo said that. What's the other Brisa now? Another Mishnah, whatever, Ditnan. Halokeach yayin bena kusim. You take wine from kusim. In other words, you buy wine from kusim. Says Rashi at the bottom line. Kodam shegazru al yenam. Before we assert the wine of kusim. Before we assert their wine. Says Rashi.
When was that?
What?
When was that?
Whenever it was. That's what this case is going on. B'shchitas chulin. Stam kusim lo mafarshei truma. Stam kusim don't give off truma. Right? Ve'en lozeh kelim lahafresh atochan truma sumaisis. You don't have another keli in which to put your trumas and maisers. And Shabbos is coming, and you want to be able to use this wine on Shabbos. You have to take off trumas and maisers in this wine. What do you do? Tosfos says that, interesting, Tosfos, he says, I don't really agree that this was before the gzera of wine for kusim. And Tosfos says that regardless of when they ever made that gzera, it didn't include kusim. He says, in the last Tosfos here, like the third line, it says, because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are the ones who held, which are they going to be the Tanaim in this Mishnah, in this Brisa here, that the Kusim were fake Gerim. Meaning, from day one they were no good. The whole thing was a ruse. Just not to get hurt by lions. Right? The whole thing, there's a machlokas about that. These Tanaim held, they were always baloney. And he says, Torman Mishal Nachem Al Shal Kusim, Mikal Makom. Listen to this. Kivin de Mefarshe Me'avodah Zarahem, Tvei Mishar Umos. They didn't worship Avodah Zarah as bad as everybody else. They were better than everybody else. Tosfos says, like, it's a hierarchy of Goyim. Kusim were not so bad. So we didn't make a gozer on their wine. That wine wasn't so terrible. Maybe they didn't have sacramental wine the way the other pagans did. It was okay. And then Tosfos gives another answer. He says, well, maybe the Jew was in charge of the Kusi's wine. He ran the store. So when a Jew went into the store and said to his fellow Jew, hi, it's a Kusi store. Hi, I want to buy wine. So the Kusi never touched it. He's a corporate conglomerate. He's in the capital. He doesn't have to sell his wine at all. He's the owner. But the Jew is really the one running the show, the worker, so there's no guy to touch the wine. Okay. That's all nice sideshow, so they're very difficult. It's going to go on right now. So you hear what's going on? You want to buy wine from a Kusi. Omer. So you say like this. Shnei Lugin. You have 100 lug in the barrel. Two lug, which is 50, which is 2%, which is a 50th. Shnei lug, shani osid lahafrish. Two lug over here in this barrel that I will be mafrish. Harehein truma. That should be truma. Okay. Asara maiserishon. 10%, 10, which is now going to be maiserishon. And Tosfos says, the second Tosfos, lav dafka asara. It's not dafka 10. It's not 10. It's 9.8. And v'tisha da'achar. And the 9 afterwards, which is for Meiser Sheni. It's not really 9. It's really what? It's really 8.82. Right? Which is, means it's almost 9. It's 8.8. Shahatzir shnei lugin l'truma gadola pashalu mea nachi beis. It's lav dafka. We're just rounding off. We're rounding off. But you should know that the numbers are not accurate. Anyway, Tisha Meiser, so Azara Meiser Rishon. First take off 2. Then you take off another 10, really 9.8. Then you take off another 8.8, right? For Meiser, for Truma, Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Sheni. Tisha Meiser Sheni. The other 9 is Meiser Sheni. Umechal, and then immediately when you take off the 9 for Meiser Sheni, you redeem it on money. Vishotsim Miyad, you could drink it right away. Says Rashi, second line, Meiser Sheni, Shu Yachol Lesakin Miyad. Meiser Sheni, you can do this. You can't do this with Truma, and you can't do this with Meiser Rishon. You can't redeem it, right? So what do you do? Right, 2 is is Truma. Another 9.8 is going to be Meiser Rishon. Another 8.8, Meiser Sheni, and I'm redeeming it on that pile of money right there. And then that pile of money becomes Meiser Sheni, right? Those coins become Meiser Sheni. Says Rashi, then he can drink it right away, says the Gemara. Then Rashi says, Ma'aseh Sheni, Shiyachal L'Thakim Me'abalof Rasha, Lachash Shakar Olof Shem, Yichalulenu B'chol Makom Shu Al Hamos. She redeemed right away on money. V'shotsim Miyad, U'lachazman, Yafish HaTshum V'ah Ma'aseh. Then after Shabbos, when you get another Kli, take two Kli, put 2 Lugin in one Kli, put 9.8 Lugin in another Kli, V'yamrinan, Huver Hadavar Shazet Truva, Lemafreya, these 2 lugin that I just poured now on Matzah Shabbos is the Truma. So the Ritva says, did Rashi mean to say that there's anything wrong with doing this? Why do you have to redeem the money right away? Why do you have to do that? After Shabbos, why do you have to redeem the Meiser Sheni right away? I'm sorry. Why do you have to redeem the Meiser Sheni? Why? Let it be Brera. So it could be because you don't really want to do Brera. It's like a little bit of a bidyevet. Or that's one possibility. Or it could be, listen, we're going to see later that you're afraid that the barrel breaks. If the barrel breaks and on Shabbos, it broke, then what happened? You drank, you made Kiddush from that wine Friday night. You made Kiddush Shabbos morning. You gave wine to all your guests. And you never gave off Truma. Why? Because the barrel broke. So whatever you could do to minimize the Brera, we're going to minimize. Not because you don't hold from Brera. This is unrelated to chashash. What if the barrel breaks? That's what Rashi says. Redeem it right away. At least by Sashani you get out of that problem. Right? Okay. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's pshat. Reb Meir's pshat is, Reb Meir's pshat is, you can do this. Dachronim asked a very interesting question. Sfasemes asked this question. Is there an issue of, so what do you have now swimming around in this wine? You have truma and regular wine, right? So don't we have a rule of taste imparting to each other in a mixture? It's not a problem. Think about that. It's not 1/60th, it's 1/50th. You don't even have batel b'shishim. So Sazema says it's not a problem. I'll tell you why. It's two answers. Number one, more of an imaginary answer. You imagine that when you declare that two lugin in this 100 are meiser, are truma, I don't include the taste that's going to be imparted from elsewhere. It's a hard thing to do, because how could you say that? You can't go against nature. But that's one possibility. Second possibility is where he says that the wine is cold. So who said cold flavor? Who said cold imparts and it has to sit for 24 hours? That rule of 24 hours only applies on a solid and a liquid. Not with a liquid and a liquid. So it could be holding not even a kasha. Okay. That's for Meir. Meir says not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. They all aser. Why do they aser? Says Rashi. Kasol kadai tachashta tamayu, mishum de kasavri ein breira. Right. What do you see from this brisa? That Rabbi Yehuda holds no such thing as breira. Therefore, Io can't hold from our Mishnah. Where Rabbi Yehuda said there is such a thing as breira. Can't be. Okay? Ula Amar. Ula says no. Leso la ayo mi masnisan. Right? Ayo can't be right because our Mishnah says otherwise. Wait a minute. Velahadiktani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Osrin. Doesn't it say that the three of them together, Remeir was one, and the three of Remeir said it's okay, and the three of them said it's not okay. Ula zuzi zuzik tani. You have to read the brayta that we just mentioned differently. It should be split up as follows. Someone said you're allowed to do this. It is breira. Who's that? Divrei Rav Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. The two of them together say it's okay. What do you see from here? If you say it like that, then Rabbi Yehuda is okay. Rabbi Yehuda holds a breira here. He holds a breira in Erevin. And Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon Osrin. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say no way. That is the first explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Is there breira according to Rabbi Yehuda or not? It's basically a machlokes between Ula and Rav, who quoted this whole story here. Right? That's basically what it is. Is it Rav? Not Rav. Whoever it is. Whoever this author is here. Yeah, Amar Rav. Yes, it's Rav. Basically, it's a machlokes between Rav and Ula. Rav says, Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not talking about Breira, because he's already there. Right? And that must be the case. And the other brayta that we brought said the same thing. And here we read it in such a way that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira. And Ula says, no, our Mishnah, he does hold from Breira. And this brayta has to be changed to make it make sense. That's first. Now, the suffer of Yossi ain't Breira. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breira. From this, from the case with the wine, he doesn't hold from Breira. But nan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shtei nashim, two women. It could also be two men, by the way. But women are much more common. Much more common for a woman to be a Zava than for a man to be a Zav. But in Achrami, it's the same thing. Shtei nashim, two women. Shalachu es kinehen be'eruv. That each woman has to bring a chatas and an ola. Right? If they're a Zava. One goes above the red line, one goes below the red line by birds. Which one goes above, which one goes below? I don't remember. But one goes above, one goes below. Two women. So what do? By the way, if you do the one that's supposed to go above, below, or vice versa, it's puzzle. So two women, if you're a Zava, hey, I'm also a Zava. Let's do something. Let's buy the carbonos together. So maybe we'll get a cheaper price. That's a great idea. So, Shalachu es kinehen be'eruv. They buy the carbonos, four birds, as an Eruv. They combine it. They buy it in one shot. Oh, or Shanasno dinei kinehen lekohen. Or they give the money to a kohen, to the kohen, right? Eze shiyirtze kohen yakrev ola, ula eze shiyirtze yakrev chatas. The kohen can pick whatever he wants. Whatever the kohen wants to do with the ola, the chatas. Look at Rashi. Le'ezeh, at the beginning of the Rashi, you don't have to read. Alma, midika amar shemutar likach kinehen be'erev. Since you're allowed to do that, the women are allowed to buy the bird. They walk into the bird store, the carbon store, and they buy four birds together. Michlal, the yesh brera. Damrinan, haborer hadaver, shezeh preda shehikriv l'shma shalzu, shalahi. Right? Rachel and Leah walk in. It'll be decided when the Kohen shechts it. Oh, that's the one for Rachel above. That's the one for Rachel below. That's the one for Leah above. Rachel and Leah didn't say a word. They didn't say boo. They walked in and bought four birds. What do you see? We're going to say Brera here. We're going to retroactively decide that's what Rachel wanted. That's what Leah wanted. Right? Why? The shame Bailin be'inon. Because it has to be with Lishma. Especially a chatat has to be Lishma. The ain't Brera. If you don't have Brera, ikalamemar chatat va'ola shehekriv la lo shalahiyaya el shachaverta. This one wasn't for Rachel, it was for Leah, really. The carbon hikriv b'shinei Bailin. And if you have the wrong guy, the wrong woman in mind, it doesn't work. And at least by olo shelo l'shma, there's no harm, no foul, no good, no bad. It's okay. You have to bring another one, but it doesn't. By chatos, it's ruined. It's ruined. For that l'shma, shein bailam ainu tar l'kohen. Naming the bird, that's not done by a Kohen. The Kohen is just a worker bee. He doesn't have any kedusha to make the names chal on the person. That's so true. So, right? Right? Who's the author of this Mishnah here? Rabbi Yossi. So I can just tell him Rabbi Yossi doesn't know from Brera by the case of the wine, by the case of the birds here, he clearly does. So Amar Rabba. Hasam kishahitsnu. No. Over there, they made a tanai. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Hanashim beinehen. The women said, Shekal mi sheyakriv hakohen lishma yehei shalah. Right? Shekal mi sheyakriv hakohen lishma yehei shalah. Basically, the women said, whatever the Kohen does is good by me. Which doesn't answer the question. It's exactly Brera, right? Right? Doesn't answer the question. It's exactly Brera. Toss has asked that question. So Tosa says, what are they designating? So Tosa says, what they did was, they gave the money. They didn't bring birds. If you bring birds, Kohanim can't do that. That's exactly what Brera is. We're trying to say, there's no Brera here. They gave money. When you give money, so the Kohanim can do whatever he wants. It's not a Brera. Okay? That must be the Pshat. Ihachi Maila Memra. So what's the Chiddush in that? What's the Chiddush in that? The Chiddush is Kamash Malan, Kidder of Chista, Thumber of Chista, Ein Hakinim Misfar Shos. Right? The Kinim are not designated. Ela I Bilakichas Bailim. Except by the Bailim. I Basiyas Kohen. Or when the Kohen actually does it. Says Rashi, second line. Aval im lokham stam. But if you buy them stam, v'yachar kach kra alav hashem, and then you name them later, a month later, ein hashem chale. That doesn't work. V'yachal hakohen lishnosam. And the Kohen can change his mind. In other words, there are only two times, right? V'kara d'resh rav chister b'shei l'yoma. He lives out of a pasuk in Yoma. V'lachash ne'tar v'shnei b'nei yona. Echad l'ola v'echad l'chatos. V'tziv v'yikod v'asa hakohen. Echad l'achad l'chatos v'echad l'ola. Alma ain shame ola v'chatas kol aleihem ela b'lakicha o ba'asiyah. So when we said before that a kohen has no ability, that's not true. He does have the ability. It can only be done one of two times: when the women buy it, or when the kohen brings it. So that's exactly what's going on here. The women bought it. They didn't say a word. They didn't know the halacha. They don't learn daf yomi. When the kohen got them, he said to the ladies, "Did you designate?" They said, no, we didn't know that. Anything. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. It's not Brera. There's nothing to be bored about. It's not Brera. The Kohen's going to decide whatever he wants. Right? So it's not a question of Brera. It's not a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Bakati sa Rabbi Yossi in Brera. He still holds a Brera. Of the note that there's no Brera. He still holds of no Brera. I'm sorry. Does he still hold of no Brera? Again, in the case of the wine, he didn't hold from Brera. Right? What did he say? You can't do this shtick about taking off lugs. You can't do that. Why? He didn't hold a Brera. Is that true? Vatanya, listen to this case. Am Ha'aretz Sh'amar L'Chaver. In Am Ha'aretz says to his buddy, the Chaver, you're going down to the store, to the market? Oh, could you do me a favor? Could you buy me some vegetables? Kach li aguda achas shel yerek. Can you buy me a stalk of vegetables? A gluska achas? Or one kind of gluska? What's a gluska? A cake? Yeah, some kind of bread. And the Chaver says, yeah, why not? I'll be neighborly. I'll be neighborly. So, eino tzarach la'aser divei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to give ma'aser. Now, what on earth is going on? V'chacham omrim tzarach la'aser. You have to give ma'aser. So, what's going on? The halacha is as follows. You're not allowed to sell anything to a kusi, an Am Ha'aretz. You're not allowed to sell anything to an Am Ha'aretz without taking off trumas and ma'aseres. Why?
Because he won't.
Right. What if the Am Ha'aretz says to you, listen, I'm going on vacation and I'm afraid that my neighbor is going to come and eat my food. So can I leave my food by you? Yeah, put it in the corner over there. Come back. When he comes back, you give it back to him. Do you have to take off trumas and ma'aseres before you give it back to him?
No.
Why not? Because it's his. Right?
It's his to begin with.
Obvious. Now, when I go to the store, and I'm buying cucumbers for me, and I'm buying cucumbers for him, and I'm buying potatoes for me, and I'm buying all these vegetables for me and for him. Do I have to designate as I put them into the basket? Okay, this one is for me. This one is for him. This one's for me. I don't have to do that. When I give it to him, it's borer, it's huvrar l'mafreya, that the one I give to him is the one I bought for him. So I don't have to take off trumas and ma'aseres. It was his all along. So it's being decided now that when I put it into the basket, that was the one that was going to him. The other one was going to me. That's going to him. Therefore, I don't have to take off trumas and ma'aseres for him. It's like as if it was his all along. Good? Who says that? Rabbi Yossi. What do you see? He holds a Brera. The Chachamim argue. They say, no, you have to give off truma. Why? They don't hold from Brera. So whichever one you give him could be yours. And the halacha is, you can't sell anything to an Am Ha'aretz without taking off ma'aser.
Yeah.
What are you really doing? You're really selling it for him.
Yeah, that's right. Because when you bought it for him, it's technically yours until he pays you.
Exactly. Exactly. And since there's no Brera, it's really yours. And the halacha is, you can't sell anything to an Am Ha'aretz without taking off trumas and ma'aser. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yossi holds from Brera. Clearly.
Because if he changes his mind, he says, you know, I don't want it. My brother-in-law got it for me. Then you're really
correct.
Anyway,
exactly. So the Gemara says, Epoch, switch the names around. You hear this? Switch the names around to say what? The Rabbi Yossi holds. The Rabbi Yossi is the one who said no Brera. Switch them around. Tashma, another try. Ha'omer, if someone says, Meiser sheyesh li bebesi, Meiser that I have in my house, right? Meiser sheyesh li bebesi, mechula al sela shetala biyadi menakis. What does a guy say? A guy says like this: I have Meiser in my house, Meiser sheni. I'm not schlepping Meiser sheni through Shlaim. It's too much to schlep. I'm going to redeem it. You know what I'm going to deal with? The first coin I pull out of my pocket. Whichever coin I pull out of my pocket first, that's the one that I'm going to. That's the one. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mechulal. That works. Someone holds doesn't work, right? Why does that work? Brera. Whichever one I pull out, that's the one that I had all along had in mind. Right? So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds from Brera. Epoch. Now switch it around. Ema, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lochil. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work. So what are we doing? We're switching two brises. But we're leaving one intact. Which one are we leaving intact? We're leaving the one intact about the wine. So wouldn't it make much more sense to switch one instead of switching two? At the wine, Rabbi Yossi said no Brera. Here, in these two cases, he said yes Brera. So switch these around to say no Brera. Right? Switch them around. So the Gemara says, My chas nibchas tarti mikame chada. Why are you switching two in the face of one? Epo chada mikame tarti. Switch one in the face of two. Switch, which one should you switch? Switch the one about the wine. Why are you switching two? So the Gemara says, Havada ibcha, Tanya. This one, the one with the coin, we have to switch. Why? Because if you read the rest of the Brisa, the Tony Seifa, the Seifa said like this, Umod Rabiosi, the Rabiosi said, But Omer, Meiser Shieshli Besoch Besi, Yichulal, Yehimachulal, Alsela Chadosh, Ashatala Biodim, and Akis, Shechilel. Rabiosi then went ahead and said, if I stick my hand in my, if I say, I have Meiser Sheni, I don't want to schlep it, it's too much. So I say, the Meiser Sheni will be redeemed on the new coin in my pocket. That's good. Now, we just got through switching to say that in the Reisha, it's no good. But in the Seifa, a new coin is yes good. What does that mean? Now, first of all, here, the fact that he said over here, it's good. Mechlal, the Hasam Lochil. In the Reisha, it's no good. Now, hey, Sela Chadasha, hey Chidami. What's the case over here of a new Sela? What does that mean? A new set. What does that mean? Id ikatarti tlas. If he has two or three coins in his pocket, diyesh breira, and therefore we're going to say we're going to rely on breira. Whichever new coin I pull out, that's the one. Hainu kamaisa. That's the first case. That's the same thing as the first case. Bryson says as follows: if a guy has meiser and he says I'm a chol, whichever coin I pull out of my pocket. Rabbi Yossi said that's breira. Then we said no, change it. Rabbi Yossi said it's not breira. It's not good. Why is it not good? He doesn't hold from Breira. But Rabbi Yossi admits that if a guy says, the new coin I pull out of my pocket is going to be Meiser, that's good. What does that mean? If he has three coins in his pocket, that's the same thing as the first case. That can't be right. Ella, rather, Deleka Ella Chada. He only had one coin in his pocket. He had one coin in his pocket. And what did he say? The coin that I pull out of... I don't know why you need to say this. What's the Chiddush? Why... The coin that I pull out of my pocket, I think the Gemara is going to say what the Chiddush is. The coin that I pull out of my pocket, that I will pull out of my pocket, that's the one that's going to be, that the Meiser Sheni is going to go be redeemed on this coin. Right? So my Tala, kind of funny lesson is that, whichever coin I pull, you only have one coin. Whichever coin I pull out of my pocket, that's the one. You only have one. What kind of lesson is that? I need the Tani Reisha Tala, Tani Seifa, Nami Tala. Right, because in the Rashi it said that, so the Sefer it was parallel. So there's no Chiddush, and there's no Chiddush, but the point is that Rabbi Yossi in this Braisa cannot hold of Breira. So if he cannot hold the Breira here, and in the Mishnah, in the wine case, he also didn't hold from Breira, we'll change the case of the Chaver and Amma Aretz to say over there also that there's no Breira. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Breira. Okay? Good? Good. Now, that sort of ends that discussion. Now, it's another discussion. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, man hay tana dafilu b'derabanan les lebrera. Who is the tana that holds even derabanan? There's no brera. Right? Who is that? Who is that? In our Mishnah, everybody held from brera. Right? Where is there a Mishnah where nobody holds from Breira, or they didn't hold from Breira? The case of the wine. Can you say, I'm two look, I'm going to put two look, 9.8 look, can you do that? That was a machlokes. Either Reb Meir against three people, or Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda against two people. Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon. Right, depending on Ula or not. Right? That Mishnah clearly said they didn't hold from Breira. Right? But that's a Daraisa. That's a Daraisa, because that's true on wine. It's a Daraisa. So is there anybody that held there's no Breira on a Darabanan? Even on a Darabanan, we won't hold from Breira? Man tai tana da filu ba Darabanan les le Breira? Ditanya. How about the following? Amal lechamisha. A guy says to five people, Hareini ma'ayrav al eza mekem she'erza. I'm going to use an Eruv, right? A guy says to five people, I'm going to make an Erev Tchum, whichever five of you I want. Whichever five of you want to make an Erev Tchum with me. Ratzitzi yelech, lo ratzitzi lo yelech. If I want to walk, I'll walk. If I don't want to walk, I won't walk. Ratzami bod yom, Eruv. So if I want to on Erev Shabbos, it's a good Erev. And if after Shabbat starts, it's no good. Why? Because there's no Brera. You can't decide Shabbat morning. I set everything up before Shabbat. Shabbat morning, I'll decide where I want to go. I'll decide, I want to go to that, visit my grandmother, she's over there, there's a cousin over there, there's a rabbi herd coming over there. Wherever I decide I want to go. Can't do that. Now, Erev Tchul Zonid Rabbanon, and what do you see from here? There's a brisa that says, you can't do it. Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi. Reb Nachman didn't have anything to say back to that. He was quiet. So, v'lei malei, right? V'lei malei t'tani d'bei ayohu. What about ayo? So this is a brisa that Reb Nachman didn't, right? Not every Tana had to hear of every Mishnah, of every brisa. So he didn't hear of this brisa. What about ayo? Didn't Ayo say that there's no Brera? Right? Didn't Ayo say that? Lo Shmile! He didn't hear that Brisa. He didn't hear that Brisa. So he didn't know that. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tani Shakalta Ba'alma, well, where'd all the Tanaim in the world go? Where'd they all go? Tanoyi! It's a Machlokas Tanoyim. What do you. You can't find anybody? I'll tell you right now. The Tanya, Hareini Ma'arev v'Shabbosos Shalkal Hashana. What does the guy do? The guy puts out an Erev, the Shabbos after Pesach. Which is what the custom is. They put it in the Shabbos, why? Because in the whole year, the bread can sit there. Shabbos after Pesach, they put matzah, so it lasts the whole year. Edible, put matzah, and Ratzitzi Eilech, Lo Ratzitzi Lo Eilech. In the Shabbos morning, do I want to go? Do I not want to go? Ratzim Abod Yom, Eruv Erev. If you decide before Shabbos, that's okay. Mishech HaShecha, what about if it's once it gets dark? What about once it gets dark? Can you rely on this Erev, one Erev per year? Can you do that? Maybe Shimon Omer, Eruv Erev. You can do that. That's a steer in Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon said you can't do that with the one. Right? Reb Shimon said you can do that. No problem. V'chachavim Omer, Ein Eruv Erev. Absolutely not. Says Rashi, Ratzitzi Eilech, Lo Ratzitzi Lo Eilech, Rashi says, Hayamunach Eruve Besof Alpayim Lemizrach, Makom HaMishtamer, you put it 2,000 amos away in a guarded place, Zarehu Menicho Sham Achshav L'Kol HaShan HaKula, you put it there for the whole year, Shebe Shabbos, Sheyirtze Yikne Lo Eruvo, when the Shabbos, when you want to walk somewhere, you'll say, oh, that's my Eruv, Ube Shabbos Shlo Yirtze Yikibin Eiro, V'lo Yikne Lo Eruv, that will not be my Eruv. Lafsido Alpayim Amash of Meiruv. You don't want to lose the 2,000 on the west. You don't want to do that. So you put the Eruv 2,000 Amash on the east, and every Shabbos morning, okay, where am I going today? Don't want to go to that shul, don't want to go over there. Whatever you want. So Shimon says, not a problem. Brera. The Chacham say, no way. Vashma'ina Lurub Shimon Delesle Brera. But we learned that Reb Shimon didn't hold from Brera. Where did Reb Shimon not hold from Brera? The case with the wine. Kasha to Reb Shimon, not to Reb Shimon. The whole thing's a Kasha. Ella, Epoch, switch it around. Switch right around. So, switch around this Brisa here. This Brisa said, that can you do an air for the whole year? Reb Shimon said, yeah. Now switch it around. Reb Shimon said, no. Right, Reb Shimon said, no. Right? My Kasha. What are you switching it around for? What was the question? Dilma maybe, ki les le Reb Shimon Brera b'daraisa. When does Reb Shimon not hold from Brera? That's by wine, by truma, that's on daraisa. But Abba b'darabanan, isle, but the Rabbanan he holds from it, right? 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 Now, we started off the daf, that Ayo said, Reb Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. Why doesn't he hold from Brera? The case with the wine. Doesn't hold from Brera. The case with the wine. And so Ula said, no, put Reb Yehuda with Remeir. But Ayo didn't say that. Right? Ayo said, Reb Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. After Marsha, why don't I give the same answer? He doesn't hold from Brera by wine, because it's a Zoraisa. But by Erev, he would agree with it. But Marsha said, Tzarachir. My Gemara didn't say that. Over here he says it. Anyway, so that's a so Kasava Reb Yosef held man de isle brera lo shna daraisa lo shna derabanan isle. Now, if you hold from brera, What's the difference to the Raisa Darabanan? What's the difference? And Umanda less lay Breira, and if you don't hold from it, Loshna Daraisa, Loshna Darabanan, less lay. You don't hold from it. Okay? Now, Rava Omar, Rava says, there's a different reason. There's a different reason. Really, Rav Shimon can hold Yesh Breira. But there's a different reason why by the Truma, he had a problem. What was his problem? Shiny Hassam, by the Truma, by the wine, it was different. The Be'inon Rashis, Sheyareha Nikarin. It has to be noticeable. That this is the Truma. It has to be recognizable, noticeable. It has to stand out. How does it stand out? It's in a barrel of wine. 98 other Lugan. How does it stand out? That's a separate technical problem. Nothing to do with Breira. Really, he can hold from Breira. Really, he can hold from Breira. A whole separate problem. Right? Okay? Amalei Abaya says about, that's the problem? That's your issue? Elamat, if that's true, Hayulafan of Shnei Rimonim, let's say a guy has two Rimonim, Shal Tevel. So Amrani says like this, Im Yardu Gesham Hayom, if it rains today, you use that Truma al Zeh. This one should be Truma for both Rimonim. The Yimlal Yardu Gesham Hayom, and if it doesn't rain today, you use that Truma al Zeh. Then the second one should be Truma for the first one. Hachanami, Bein She Yardu, Bein She Lo Yardu, Dein Devarim Klum? You didn't say anything? Why didn't you say anything? Because we don't know which one it is. It doesn't stand out. V'chi tema hachanami. You want to say, yeah, that's true, Taka. That would not be good. Vatnan, but we have a Mishnah that says, Homer Chiruta Kriyazeh. If someone has a pile of wheat, and he says as follows, Hakriyazeh, this pile, Umayis Rasav Besocho, the Maiser should be in the pile, Utrumas Maiser Besocho, and Trumas Maiser in the pile, in the Truma, in the Maiser. From Shimon Omer, Kar Hashem, it's all good. Same question. It's not recognizable. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Shiny Hassam. No, it's different over there. You know why? The Ikka Sevivav. Because let's say you have a big pile. So what do you say? In this pile, right inside here, it's Meiser. In the Meiser, it's Truma's Meiser. So what about at the edges of the pile? Edges of the pile is for sure Chulam. At what point does that become a question? I don't know. But there's certainly, I can certainly say over here, there's chulam. That's all I need to say. The edges of the pile, no shayla, it's chulam. Where does the suffix come up? It'll come up someplace. Someplace toward the center. When I have a barrel of wine, I can't say that at all. The whole wine's all mixed up. When I have two pomegranates, that one's truma on that one, that. Which one is it? I have no idea. That's a problem. But in the case of this pile, it's not a problem. Yes, I'm not exactly sure where the truma is. Where the maaser is, I'm not exactly sure, because it's one big pile. But I know where Truma not. I know where Truma isn't. Truma isn't in the edges. So that's all you need. Okay? Viba Yisema, I give you a different answer. The case of the wine has nothing to do with Breira. What's the case of the wine about? Why did Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi say you cannot do Breira? You cannot decide now what's going to be. Not because of Breira. They can hold from Breira. You know what the problem is? Maybe Kidiktani Taima Amrulo L'Rav Meir Iyatemod Hashem Yibaka Hanod. Maybe the barrel will break. Where am I? The Nimtza Zeh shows that Tevol L'Mafreya, and then it turns out you drank Tevol the whole Shabbos. That's my issue. Nothing to do with Breira or not. I hold from Breira. If I knew it wouldn't break, I wouldn't have a problem with this. What's my problem? It's going to break. Amalehen. So the answer back. When it breaks, I'll deal with it. What does that mean? Look at the bottom, Rashi. Na'ayin b'davar la'osro. Then I'll decide what the halacha should be. I'll think about it. Why? Klomar. Lo chashin lahachi. I'm not worried about that. Lo shchiach. What kind of thing, kind of chashash is going to break? When did a barrel ever break? In the middle of Shabbos, it just breaks? D'i boy, muscle, give it to a shomer to watch it. Put it in a locked room. What's going to break? Okay. Now, ulamai de solik adaitin meikara de beinon rachis sheshireni karin maika amale. So a minute ago, right? We said that the reason why that wasn't the issue. The issue was that you need a recognizable truma. In other words, says what this answer was saying was the only chassas was the barrel's going to break. That's the only issue. Not a question of breira, but just a mosquito, the barrel's going to break. So one second. So what about the issue that it has to be nicker? That the truma has to be nicker. It's not nicker. It's mixed up in a barrel with 98 other ones, right? So what here's what he meant to say. Lidzi don dibainon racious shishi randy karit. We first of all we hold that's true. Now you don't hold that. You don't hold from that prat. You don't hold from that din that you have to have nicker. I understand that's a valid point of contention. But according to you, yatamod shem yibaka hanod. Aren't you afraid maybe the thing is going to break? I understand you have a dispute with us about the nicker, but fine. We hold it has to be nicker, so we're not going to allow this no matter what. But even aren't you afraid of the breaking of the barrel? Right? The answer shows the devil of Afreya. Amalahan. What is the answer back? When it breaks, I'll deal with it. In other words, I'm not choshish for that. And I'm not choshish that it's going to break. I'm not choshish for nicker. There's no reason you can't do it. And I hold from Breira. Okay? So at the end of the day, there were four Tanoim. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Rav and Ula. What does Rabbi Meir hold? No issue. Everyone holds, he holds from Breira. The mission of the wine, he said Breira, no one says boo. What about Rabbi Yossi? Right? Rabbi Yossi was a hak, right? We held he didn't hold from Breira, right? Why? Because we switched two brises to say he doesn't hold from Breira. Right? In the Mishnah with the wine, he held didn't hold from Breira. We had two cases, we switched both of them to say he doesn't hold from Breira. And the last sheet is from Shimon, that's a machlokas amaroyim. Right? What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yosef held he doesn't hold from Breira. Right? But it could be only by cases of Doraisa. But by Durabanans, he would agree. Right? And according to Rava, in the second version over here, he also holds from Breira. He's just afraid the barrel's going to break. Right? Okay? That's basically the story. It wasn't a hard math today. It wasn't hard. It was just very, very, you know, very a lot of shittas, and it was intense. Right? If anyone has a chance to ever review this, do it slowly. You'll see it's pretty nice stuff. All right, tomorrow, back to... Not really so much Erevin either tomorrow. The rest of the week, we're going to get into a... Oh, one second. Tomorrow's Monday. Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. Okay, yeah, we're going to get to the fundamental issues of some Kiddush and Shechiyanu is coming up this week, which doesn't have anything to do with Erevin, so everybody's going to breathe sigh of relief. Right? Everybody have a good day, and we'll pick up here from the Mishnah tomorrow.